This is Twit.
I completely forgot to put this into last night's rundown on All About Android. Totally an Android story, sort of, I suppose, at this point, but definitely a story that's been in the Android world for more than 10 years. Google has won officially in the Supreme Court in its case against Oracle. This is the case that had to do with copyright claims. Oracle was claiming, you know, Oracle stated and proved that Google had Java code in the Android operating system code a decade ago, like I said. Google, of course, claiming fair use. Supreme Court ultimately sided with Google on this, reversed an earlier appeals court decision that Oracle had won in its favor, I think two times. So this is just one of those cases that just like never goes away. We talk about it for a little bit, then we forget about it, and then like 4 or 5 or 6 months later, it appears again, and it's appeared again. Is this the end of this story? Are we at the end of this arc?
Yes, because the only thing you can do after the Supreme Court rules is take your toys and go home. And Google is basically, we'll have some petty fighting maybe back and forth, like Google being like, yeah, Oracle, you know what? We're no longer using your software. But really, this was such a huge news. Like Monday morning, I woke up. I was stoked because it was after Easter and I was probably still on a sugar high. And I saw this and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And my husband thought it was actually going to be exciting. And I tried to explain to him how not copywriting APIs basically enables the entire service-oriented like tech economy that we have today to exist. And he was like,
Stacey, it is copyrighted. They didn't decide copyright. They decided fair use. Right.
Fair use. You're right. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad you're here. You'll never hear that again, by the way.
Sometimes.
You're in such a good mood.
I'm like, yes, Jeff, you're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow.
It is copyrighted, but it's fair use. You can do this. But this is huge for like...
It is huge.
The way we work today. I mean, think about it. Like just I as an IoT person, every item in my smart home uses APIs to talk to other things. You have to have access to these things. And this lets you control them, but it also lets people use them, which without like onerous terms. So you can't have Oracle step in the middle of innovation and saying, hoop up, pay my toll. So
pay me. You got a lot.
And I think Amy, the other thing that makes me happy about it is because they did kind of dodge copyright, and we'll get back to whether software can be copyrighted later. As of now, it can be, but I think that they use that open for a fight for another day, which probably could be good news. But just as a creative, as we all are here, it also is an endorsement of fair use. And that's important for all of us. That's important for, you know, you showing videos on these shows or for us acting as critics of things. It recognizes the core of copyright, which is that it's meant to spur creativity. So the strong endorsement of fair use, which Larry Lessig once said, fair use is just the right to hire lawyers. It's never going to be clearly defined, but there's an endorsement of it here, and that made me feel good. And finally, it feels really good to see Oracle, as a jerk company, getting kicked.
Jason, you asked if we were going to hear about this again. It seems like we only heard about it when it was about vacation time for what's his name, McAfee. But this was, I thought this was good news because I talked to a employee at Google, and he brought up, I'm not going to say his name, but he brought up some good points and said that, yeah, there were a lot of things brought up in this documentation that made it look bad on Google, but this is still just for the better of everybody. And like you said, far as fair use and being able to use certain things in our content creation as we are content creators. And I believe Mrs. Stacy mentioned something regarding, you know, hey, we can be petty with Oracle. I think they've already started that because they're going to step away from a particular accounting software or something and move over to SAP. Yes. I want to say I saw that the other day.
Yep, they're getting rid of Oracle. Just, yeah, okay, we were nice to you while this went on, but yeah. Be gone, Oracle, be gone.
No one likes Oracle.
SAP.
I mean, find me someone who likes, even my friends who work at Oracle don't like Oracle.
That's wow.
Ouch. It's harsh. Ouch.
Your friends are all hiding right now.
No.
Oracle, there are two apparently. Good threads in here, Jason, that I thought were really good. One by AMAC, Alex McGilvray. I think one thing we owe some thanks to Google in this case is everybody wants to slam the big platforms. Google spent God knows how much and spent 10 years fighting on behalf of all of us in favor of this fair use. And AMAC says that it was 10 years ago when he was part of the team of lawyers who were privileged to work on number one, book searches fair use, number two, DMCA protects YouTube, and number three, Android's use of Java APIs is fair use. And that they fought these things, and good for them.
They didn't fight them out of the goodness of their heart, though, Jeff.
But they could have given up, like I think folks are lately, and you know, against Murdoch in Australia, I think they're less likely to defend the internet as well because
they did start this back in the Do Not Be Evil era.
Yes, yes. Well said.
This was the 2013-2012, I think. The appeals case was 2014, so they started the case before then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a full decade ago. This has been one of those 10-year cases. crazy, crazy stuff.
The other really interesting thread here was, and I'm pulling up here, Matt Schroyer's about the notion of interoperability and that there was a flip here. Let me see if I get this right. That the active supporters were Oracle and Sun, and Microsoft was, I don't know so much because, I don't want you to be interoperable with us like Oracle was with Java. And that interoperability won here, which is really important too. Just Stacey can put that better than I can.
I had to stop listening to you because I was being talked to by John.
It's okay.
Yes.
Interoperability, Stacey. Like it or don't. Good or bad. Oh.
Pro interoperability. Always.
Okay, there we go.
It's like, do you appreciate kicking puppies? No.
Right. No. So Oracle, when it was down, had been in favor of interoperability. Then it turned and went against it.
Yeah.
But in the end, it won and Oracle lost. It was on the wrong side of history.
Oracle said, in response to this, they said, they stole Java and spent a decade litigating as only a monopolist can. This behavior is exactly why regulatory authorities around the world and in the United States are examining Google's business practices.
So,
yeah, take that, Google.
Yeah.
Bitter, bitter, bitter.
A little bitter. I mean, you spend a decade fighting for your side and you lose. You're going to be a little bitter. I have a feeling anybody would come out the other end and be like,
yeah. Yeah, that's how I felt about net neutrality in 2018 or 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry, it's coming back.
It came back around.
Yeah, exactly. That arc is turning for the better again. So there we go. Cool. Google wins. Happy to get that on one of the shows. I don't know how I missed it last night. We had all sorts of other great, important news.
Because you're probably trained to say, the Google Oracle story. Oh, God, it's still going on.
You know, honestly, right? You're probably right.
That's what it is.
You're probably exactly right. Because when I saw this headline, I was like, oh, my goodness. How many times has this story come up and I have to kind of rehash it again and go through the all the twists and turns? And it's important.
Plus, Jason, I didn't see Twitter go berserk the way I thought they would have.
I thought Twitter would go
crazy with this.
Twitter went nuts on my feed, but I have the cloud feed.
You saw it? Oh, my Twitter didn't so much.
My Twitter was
was absolutely quiet.
Heck yeah, APIs.
There's the differences.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's all IoT.
I'm on infrastructure Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm in the regular people Twitter.
It's always infrastructure week for Stacey.
That's right.
Indeed. Isn't it for all of us?